2 seconds.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good evening. I'm taking over the bachelor role. Good evening, everyone. Good to see you here at our Wednesday night service. Good that we all got here safely. Lord bless us tonight, God bless the church. We have ourselves a guest speaker tonight.
Amen.
Looking forward to it. Big time preacher, fundamental movement, came all the way up here from the Bearless Hills region of the Philadelphia major metropolitan area. We're excited to hear him preach tonight. It's going to be a good night. Can't wait to see what the Lord has laid on his heart. But it's good to be in church tonight. I'm looking forward to having another wonderful service. Before we get started, I'm going to ask if Brother Chris Mitchell, if you could lift up your voice and ask for God's blessing on the service.
Heavenly Father, we come before you a thankful people. Help us to be very appreciative of every moment you give us. And help us to praise you for all your goodness and all of your forgiveness. And that Christ is even now interceding on our behalf. We pray that the Spirit of God will move in the Word of God that is preached tonight and give us all a blessing in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, if you're able, I invite you to stand with me tonight here and turn page number 619. We will sing Stand Up for Jesus, page 619.
Thank you.
up, just by way of announcement, keep Pastor and his family in prayer. Pray for them to have a good time in fellowship, safe travel home. And also, sign rolling tomorrow. Tomorrow will be in Catasauqua, the usual spot. If you can make it, it starts at 5:30. If not, you can just spend some time in prayer, praying for those that are out there. Pray this time will touch hearts, and that it will continue to allow people to see the gospel here in Catasauqua and Allentown, and soon to be Fairless Hills in a few weeks. So just pray for that ministry. I believe God is doing something with it, and we'll be blessed with it for sure. All right. So one more song before our famous preacher comes up.
Yeah.
We'll turn with me to page 515. Page number 515, Near the Cross.
You're stuck with me tonight. Sorry to say. But we'll make the best of it here. And tonight, If you'd like to turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. I'm going to read through verse 30. Matthew 11, 28 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We're going to concentrate on verse 30, the end of it. "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." That's the name of my sermon tonight, or a message. Is my burden is light. Okay, burden. What does it mean? Well, it means to carry. That which is borne or carried, a load. That which is borne with labor or difficulty. That which is grievous, wearisome, or oppressive. Okay, when we came to Christ for salvation, we were laden with sins, heavy burden. But when we were saved, Christ lifted our sins. And in the verse, it says, "My burden is light." He doesn't say that he doesn't have a burden. He said he has a burden, but it's light. We come to Jesus, we look to him, and we have a light burden. Okay, Jesus has a burden for us to bear, but it is light. The ministry of Jesus Christ was to bring salvation to the Jews and Gentiles. Everything he did, healings, miracles, parables, pointed the people to himself and for salvation. Okay, John. Let's go to the book of John and read a verse that we all know, John 3:16 and 17. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Okay, so his ministry was to bring the world to himself for salvation. Let's go ahead and read Matthew 28:19-20 is, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whosoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Part of Christ's burden that being light is that what we are to do is we are to go out and to preach the gospel to every creature. That is our burden for Christ, to have a soul for the burden, have a burden for the lost. That is our burden to carry. But when we go out and preach the message to them, give them the gospel, that's what we are to do. We are to give them the gospel, the truth. We aren't out there to argue with them, to connive with them, to wrestle with them, or any strife. Give them the gospel and let it land where it lands, because it's the truth. And let God do the rest. We are not out there to strive to convince people. Give them the word, give them the truth, and that's all we need to do. So therefore, his burden is light. Let's read another passage, Mark 16:15. Mark 16:15 says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature." There it is again. We are to preach the gospel to every creature. Let's go to Luke 24:46-47. Luke Luke 24:46 says, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it is behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remissions of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So there's another one that we are to go out and preach the gospel. And one more, John 20:21. John 20:21 says, then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you. Okay, there it is again. Jesus is sending us out into the world to preach the gospel to the lost. And that's all. And that's about all we need to do. I didn't pray, so let's pray for the message tonight. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word, Lord. And Lord, just give me a train of thought here, Lord. And Lord, just help me through your words, Lord. And Lord, just help this message make sense, Lord. And that we can see that Jesus' burden is light. And Lord, we just thank you for these things, Lord. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, your truth, and your kindness, Lord, and your great salvation towards us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for these things now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the burden that is placed upon us is taking that message and telling others. Where we run into problems is that man adds things to Jesus' burden. The law, man-made religion, and religion itself. We put the burden on our own selves. We make our burden grievous. But we'll get to this grievous thing a little bit later. Like I said before, we're not to argue, convince, strive with people. Just give them truth and let God do the rest. Let's go over to John 21:15-22. John 21:15-22. So John 21:15 says, so when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. 16 says, he said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. 17, he said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. You notice in the first verse in 17, it said, feed my lambs. And after that, he said, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Okay? What is a lamb? A lamb is a sheep less than 1 year old. I didn't know that. Okay? Knew a lamb was a young sheep, but I didn't know less than 1 year old. So a lamb is a sheep less than 1 year old. So when we go out and tell people about Christ, we're giving them the milk of the word. Okay, so we're feeding the lambs first. And then when you feed the lamb and feed the lamb, now all of a sudden they're growing up in Christ, in the Lord, and then now we get to feed the sheep because now they have matured into sheep. So I thought that was pretty interesting where he said first, feed my lambs. Then in the next two verses it says, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. So that's what we are to do. We are to go out there and tell people about Christ and bring them up in Christ. Okay, we are to give them the milk of the word, which is the lamb, and then we are to fill them with the meat called the sheep. Okay, let's read 1 John 5:1-3. 1 John 5:1 says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Son, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and everyone that believeth him, that begat loved him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." Okay? So if we keep his commandments, they are not grievous. Like as I said before, man goes out there and he gets into these religions, or he makes his own religion up, and they're usually grievous. You always have to do something. Okay, it's always a work that somebody, that they think they have to do to gain entrance into heaven. Okay, and it's not so. Okay, let's go in and read Matthew 22:34-40. Matthew 22:34-40 says, "But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, saying, 'Master, which is the great commandment in the law?' Jesus said, 'Thou shalt love thy Lord with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.'" So basically, Jesus' commandments is that we are to love him with all our heart, soul, and mind, and to love our neighbor. Okay? That is Jesus' commandments that we talked about earlier. And we're not going to turn there, but it's in also Mark 12:28-31. And it basically says almost the same thing, that we are to love our Lord with all our heart, soul, and mind, and body, and our neighbor also. So therefore, if we do that, if we keep his commandments and we do those things, his burden is light. Let's read Hebrews 4:1-11. Hebrews 4, verse 1 says, "Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, and as he said, 'As I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.' For he spake in a certain place the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth to some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, 'Today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief." So we're going to focus on verses 9 through 10. Seeing that there remaineth, therefore, a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest hath also ceased from his own works, as did God from his. Basically what he's saying there is what the Holy Spirit showed me, is that there's no more working for salvation. That if we enter into God's rest, if we come to God, if we come to Jesus Christ for salvation, he accomplished everything that we needed, that he needed to accomplish. He accomplished that he died for our sins, that he fulfilled the law in his death. So therefore, there is no more works that we have to do for our salvation. It was done, completed in him for us. Okay, so we can rest in Jesus. We can rest in the law because Jesus fulfilled the law for us. Rest from works. They had to, you know, in the law, they had to bring sacrifices. They had to observe feasts, offerings, holy days, rituals. Okay, the law was basically works-based. They had to do things in order to merit God's forgiveness, in order to merit an entrance into heaven. Through Jesus Christ, that's all taken care of for us. It is done for us. We don't have to do anything. Therefore, Jesus' burden is light. We're not burdened with all those rituals and other things that they had to do. Let's turn to John 16:33. John 16:33 is, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Okay? Our burdens are in this world, but Christ has overcome the world. Jesus fulfilled the law, no more works, just faith alone in Jesus Christ. So Jesus' burden is light because he have overcome the world. Has overcome everything in this world, all the tribulations, everything. All we need to do is come to Christ, rest in him, and he will make our burdens light. Let's read Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. Everybody knows Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, hopefully. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So as I was saying before, we're saved by grace, by his grace, not of works. There's nothing we can do to merit that. Jesus Christ died for our sins, and he took care of everything. And we just have to trust in Jesus Christ for salvation and follow him because his burden is light. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 1, verses 4 and 5. First Corinthians 1, verses 4 and 5 is, "Who comforteth us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ." Consolation means comfort, alleviation of misery, or distress of the mind. So in Jesus Christ, he gives us comfort. Comfort in him, like we don't have to stress about anything. We go to him. And let's read about the comfort that he sends. Let's read John 14, 15 through 17. John 14, 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, but it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So Jesus Christ, after he left, he said, if he does not go away, the comforter will not come. So when Jesus arose into heaven, people get saved, and the comforter came, which is the Holy Ghost in us, that we have comfort through Christ, through the Holy Ghost in us. And that the comforter, he also will show us all things. The comforter of the Holy Spirit is in all born-again believers to guide us and lead us unto all truth through his word. So another time, so if we sit down, read his word, and by the Holy Ghost, and by the comforter, the Holy Ghost, is as we read, he will show us things of God's word. And therefore, we don't have to sit here and try to figure it out and strive, because Jesus' burden is light, because we go to him, and the Holy Ghost will show us the truth that he wants us to see through his word. Let's go to Ephesians 6:18. says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Okay, so he's telling us to pray always. Okay, pray without ceasing. Okay, prayer lightens our burdens. Give all our cares, concerns to God. Our lifeline to God is through prayer. So if we have a burden that we're carrying, we can turn around, give it to Jesus through prayer, and he will comfort us through that. And sometimes he will answer our prayers, maybe not when we want to, maybe down the line he'll answer our prayers. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. says, As he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, than the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, and reproaches, and necessities, and persecutions, and distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Okay, so grace, Christ's grace is sufficient for us. It's enough for us. Christ strengthens us through our weakness. His burden is light. Okay, so we come to Christ, and we have an issue with something, we're worried about something, we can give it to him through prayer, and he strengthens us through that and through our weakness. So therefore, his burden is light for us. Philip 4:13. Let's go to Philippians 4:13. says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Okay? Come to Christ, and if we're in the Spirit, if we have a right heart, Christ will strengthen us up no matter what we are going through, no matter what trials we have, no matter what the issue is. He will strengthen us. Let's go to 4:7, Philippians 4:7. Is that right? Yes. 4:7, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Okay? God will give us his peace, okay, through prayer, through knowing him, and through reading His Word. Okay, so we have the peace of God, and therefore His burden is light. We go to Him, and He lightens our burdens. 1 Peter 1:8. First Peter 1:8 says, "Whom having not seen, ye love, and in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." Okay, so having not seen, joy unspeakable and full of glory. We know Christ is there. We know he's out there. We know him through his Spirit. Well, we can't physically see him, but we know. And that's where faith comes in also. So therefore, we see him, and yet believing, we should rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We should rejoice that we know Christ as intimately as we do, or as intimately as we should. Okay? So, let us look at what Christ has done for us. He takes our burdens and our sins. He provides his perfect salvation. He provides a comforter, the Holy Spirit. He gives us his word, the Bible. He gives us life more abundantly, as it says in John 10:10. I read John 10:10. Somehow, I don't know why, but I'm having trouble finding John today. John 10:10 says, "The thief not cometh but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that ye might have life, and that ye might have it more abundantly." So if we know Christ, we're going to have life more abundantly. We can pray to him with our cares and concerns. Our lifeline to God is through prayer. What more can we ask for? Yet we still murmur and complain, because we serve a great God. Let us show our gratitude and live and serve him. Okay, and as I said before, and let's go to I'm going to reread Matthew 28:30. So concluding my message is that we know all these things. We live for a great God. Like I said before, he provides a comforter. He gives us his word through his Bible, and we just serve a great God. So he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Jesus' burden is light. It's very light, and we can bear it, and we should, and we can go out there. Basically, I guess the gist of my message is: go out there and tell the people who are burdened down with cares, who have a sin of burden, and tell them that, hey, you don't have to carry that around. Give it to Jesus Christ, okay? Show them the gospel, bring them in, get them saved, the Lord, and they can just turn around and do the same. And so that's all I have tonight. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up. And amen.
I'm going to turn with me to page 145. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Sorry, I forgot to tell you. My fault.